The AFL has announced it will have its first ever game in China next year. The Brisbane Lions will take on the Melbourne Demons as part of Australia's contribution to the International Expo in Shanghai. The game is part of a wider push to expand Australia's homegrown football code into Asia. But as our China correspondent Stephen McDonnell reports from Shanghai, converting the Chinese to Aussie rules isn't going to be easy.
On the outskirts of Beijing, Shanghai or Tianjin, it is possible to find young Chinese blokes running around and kicking a Sharon football. Here, the locals who play the Australian game are nearly all university students, and their teammates are the expats who live in China. Zhang Wei plays for the Beijing Bombers. He says he's been playing Aussie rules for a year and likes it because it's a game for real men. But the AFL has bigger plans for China. David Matthews is its general manager for development. He came to Shanghai with an announcement.
In a year's time, we'll be back with an exhibition game, the first one ever played in China between Melbourne and Brisbane, and just a great opportunity to showcase Australian culture, Australian sport.
Shanghai's historic Zhongguan Stadium was built in the 1930s. Here next October, the Brisbane Lions will take on the Melbourne Demons in front of what the AFL hopes will be a capacity crowd. Chinese spectators may not know the rules, but the plan is for them to come along out of curiosity and be won over by the action. Former Brisbane Lion and now Western Bulldogs player Jason Akamanis also came to Shanghai to promote the event. He took time out of kicking the footy with local primary school kids to speak to AM.
Yeah, October 17, when they get a chance to see the greatest, our great game on show at the Expo, I mean, it's our best product, I think. It's ingrained in our culture and our community. So, you know, for them to see it live, there's nothing like it. Seeing on TV just has never done it justice.
Lu Jen from the Beijing Bombers thinks the AFL has a fair chance of attracting wider support here. He says that many people, especially students, have heard about Australian football and that its success here will depend on how well it's promoted. It would be an uphill battle, to say the least, to convert China to Aussie rules. But the AFL knows that here all you need is a very small proportion of the population to get interested, and you already have a considerable fan base. This is Stephen McDonnell in Shanghai for Correspondence Report.